What's up, Bragger League? Brett McIntyre here with my buddy Ben Jones, aka the Commish. Ben, what's going on?
What's up, boys? Let's get this podcast going.
Let's get it rolling. What we wanted to do, so we're going to be coming to you twice. Everything Bragger League here in your one-stop shop. Usually going to be talking about why your team sucks, why your team, you know, really didn't perform as well as it could have, considering the players that you know, could have had. So we're going to be going through today and just kind of, you know, kicking around last year's draft, kicking around how everything went with the league last year, maybe doing it in two parts. Really not sure, you know, just kind of free balling it, see where it goes. What you think, Ben?
Yeah, for sure, man. Look, this will be pretty laid back. You know, just hang out. We'll chat a little bit and see where it goes. So what's up? Who are we starting with? You want to start at the bottom?
Let's start from the bottom and just kind of see where it leads us. Let's start off with Mr. ACT. I was telling the story to some of my colleagues. They want to start a faculty fantasy football league. And I told them how we take the ACT. But since Josie has now lost 2 years in a row, that we want him to go and do stand-up, but we write his jokes for him. And I got a really good laugh, really boosted my popularity among the coworkers that desperately needed it.
Yeah, nice. Hey, I don't even know if I told you. So Josie agreed to, for his punishment, we're going to go to Mugshots together on the first Thursday of opening night, and he's going to do the Mugshot Challenge instead. We're going to make him wear a t-shirt that says, I suck at fantasy and all that jazz.
So maybe later, like when we're not, you know, on the air wasting everybody's time, you could tell me what the Mugshot Challenge is and then we can re-record or something and we can just like edit this part. And I'm like, hey, what's the Mugshot Challenge? Oh, he's doing the Mugshot. That'll be cool.
Yeah, man, whatever. That's great.
Because I don't know what that is. But it sounds like humiliating or fun. Either way.
For sure.
So, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you tell everybody kind of how Josie did last year, and we will just pick that T-bone with the chopsticks, as they say.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever said that, actually. All right, let's talk about Josie. Josie, your team stunk pretty bad. Josie spent $99. He spent $43 on Devontae Freeman, $53 on Leonard Fournette.
Look, it's not like those guys have extensive injury histories. You never could have known, you know, that both of those guys, statistically speaking, like, you know, if you stand in the road, you might not get hit by a car.
That's right. Well, that's right. Well, look, I mean, look, a couple of years ago, Devontae Freeman was the man, though.
Look, I loved both of those guys. I was butthurt that he got both of those guys. But I did just – he came in last place by 6 points before me, so I'm not, you know – You don't want my endorsement.
That's right. That's right. So, of course, he's really screwed up with those guys. Wide receivers are okay. Juju for 19, not bad.
No, that's a great value.
Yeah, Marquise Goodwin for 13. I think he panned out for a little while. Demaryius Thomas, $25 was probably not so smart. What are your thoughts there?
No. But that's, you know, with Josie's team, in all seriousness, I was looking at Josie's team. They just got hurt. Like, in a lot of situations, I didn't hate his team. They just got hurt. So, you know, Josie, you weren't that bad, but you kind of were.
Yeah. So, look, the redeeming thing about Josie's team, his bench was stellar. With Marvin Jones landing there at a solid $19.
I love Marvin Jones, just on a personal level. I think that if we hung out, he would like me, probably.
Yeah, I mean, probably not, but we can.
He was on American Idol. Yeah, you don't know. It's probably never going to happen, so I don't have to guess, you know.
I'm pretty sure Marvin Jones was not on American Idol.
He was on American Idol, and you can just freaking fight me because I'm right about that. That's he was good too. Was it The Voice?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
It kind of does. All right. Let's go to. All right. Josie, your team stunk. You gotta take the mugshot. All right. Let's move. Let's move up to number 11. Prison Mike. Hey, Brett. What's the worst part about prison?
The worst part about prison is the Dementors, and when you have to trade away all your best players to get players that aren't as good for them.
Yeah. Your team was full of gruel sandwiches.
It was actually, you know, mostly I pretty much traded like my filet mignon to get those gruel sandwiches. So I don't think it's worse. It's actually worse that way.
Yeah. So, all right. So if we're going to recap your draft, $38, McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, 52. So Larry Fitzgerald, I have a fondness for Larry Fitzgerald. I've nicknamed him Kitten Mittens because he catches everything. Why did you spend $32 on it? There couldn't have been a worse decision for your draft.
No, all I remember about the Larry Fitzgerald $32 thing was that Stephon Diggs went for $31 like 5 minutes
who
later.
Who did he go to?
Stuart Hinton. I remember it very vividly. And Larry Fitzgerald going for $32. That's what happens when you listen to what other people say and you don't trust that gut. Because I didn't want Larry Fitzgerald, but everybody's saying, oh, man, Larry's great. And so I spent $32 on him that could have been, you know, allocated. Like Julian Edelman went for $3. And so that's just a real punch to the face every time I look back at it.
Who's 30? Hey.
What's that?
Larry Fitzgerald's 35 years old. He's older than I am.
He's much older than the bid I made for him. Yeah.
No,
don't. That's a great thing. If a guy is ever up near the price that you're gonna pay, and it's, you know, in the $30-$40 range, don't do that. Don't do that in any case.
Yeah. Coming at you with a hot take on draft.
Hot take rule of thumb. The only thing better than that about Larry Fitzgerald is that I also spent a great deal of money on Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, Dalvin Cook. You know, I mean, just across the board, I didn't draft real well. I drafted James White, but I traded him. Drafted Tariq Cohen, but I traded him. Drafted Christian McCaffrey, but I traded him. So really good recipe for a good fantasy season. Very, very fortunate that I did not end up taking the ACT.
Hey, Brett, do you remember the last, the draft last year? When Big Gary called Jarvis Landry Jarvarius.
Yeah. I love Jarvarius Landry, and I always will. He's very special in my heart. It doesn't mean he's good, but I do love him. I had him budgeted for $30. I felt like $17 was a value. And, you know, sometimes you trust your son, your alcoholic son, with your car, and then he crashes it into the pond. That's what Jarvarius did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you have it. Jarvarius Landry sunk your team.
That's right. So,
all right. Yeah, tell me about Grubbs.
Yeah, so Grubbs actually he was a real rags to like not quite as bad rags by the end of the season story. He started out in like an RV and then he moved up to like a single dad apartment by the end of it. He started out really, really slow. He picked Jerick McKinnon, which I love for him, but the dude tore his ACL and Grubbs made a couple deals. I remember Grubbs making me a offer to give me Adrian Peterson for something that was worth a lot more, and I scoffed at the deal because he knew it was bad and I knew it was bad, but Adrian Peterson ended up being great, and so I, you know, again, bad decision by me, but Grubbs made a couple of big deals. He got Patrick Mahomes. And so again, you know, you start at in the sand and you might work your way up to like the top of the sand, but you're still there. Grubbs ended up third to last, not a great year for him, especially by Grubbs standards, but you know what you gonna do.
Yeah. So Grubbs' team was so bad that even Patrick Mahomes couldn't help him win.
That's not good. That is not at all what you want.
Grubbs paid $19 for Chris Hogan.
Yeesh. Yikes. Typically, white players aren't good. That's just a hot take. Christian McCaffrey and Adam Thielen would be obvious exceptions. But typically, you don't want to spend that much on a white player. If I were to write a draft book about auctions, that would be probably my title. Don't pay up for white players.
I don't know if anyone would buy that.
They would buy it, but it would be like, ironically, or, you know, to write about it in their newspaper. So with Grubbs, I mean, really, again, Grubbs actually, if you look at the points, he was up. Golly, man. I mean, he was up just below the fourth place team, 1,368 points. That's what we call bad luck in the business.
What business?
But that's some bad luck and not great drafting. Next up, if we're going to transition here, we're going to go to Got Me in My Feelings. Ben, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, my man Steven with the best team name of the year, actually.
Definitely.
Got Me in My Feelings. Shout out Drake. RIP Toronto.
Toss out everything I said about white players when it comes to Adam Thielen.
Agreed. All right, so Steven's draft started with David Johnson at a stellar price of $67. Pretty balanced at receiver, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen. A rock solid offer at wide receiver 3 with Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah. I will say this. He was very aggressive at the kicker position, going with $3 on Greg the Leg. What are your thoughts there on the kicker?
Spending $3 on a kicker is like if there's like a trike-a-thon for the kids at the church and you bring like your 18-wheeler. It's a very serious, aggressive bid. I know this is low-hanging fruit, but I'm just looking at Steven's bench. And I don't know that I've ever seen a worse bench. Again, you can't really critique a bench. Ronald Jones, Alan
Rojo,
Hearns,
baby.
Devontae Booker, Mohamed Sanu, Kenneth Dixon, and R. Grant. I assume that's Ryan Grant. I'm not even sure.
It might be Ron.
Like, I don't even know who R. Grant. I'm pretty sure that's Ryan Grant. Couldn't tell the team plays for.
I think Ron Grant played for the Cardinals.
There's no person named Ron Grant in the world. I've never heard the name Ron Grant.
I got my sports mixed up.
Maybe. So that's just something about that team that I noticed. But, you know, 67 bones on David Johnson. He really girlied last year. He girly fishered last year. Yeah, see, that didn't pan out for you. Could have been a lot worse. You could have, I mean, you know, could have been me or could have been Josie. But other than that, you know, you were pretty much at the bottom.
All right, well, Brett, let's try and hustle through these last two.
Cool.
Who was after that? Johnson and Johnson?
Johnson and Johnson now. But I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't know whose team that was. Was that you?
Jonathan Gary.
What's that?
No, that's Big Gary. It was Johnson and Johnson. Antonio Brown, $70.
Show them how big it is, baby. Hardest I've ever laughed in my life. It was wonderful. Look, the Johnson & Johnson, Jonathan is a man. He's hard to understand, but he's wonderful. Look, he went, you know, 6-7. If you look at his squad, $5 on Andrew Luck. That's a heck of a value. Kenyon Drake and Lamar Miller, he managed to flip for Kareem Hunt. So, I mean, that's pretty great. He managed to flip Deion Lewis to me for some stupid reason. I did that. Also gave me Peyton Barber. Jeez. It's hard to look at now. You know, you spend $70 on Antonio Brown and then he dyes his mustache blonde. That's pretty much how Jonathan's year went.
Sounds like a bad day.
It's a bad day. Last team we'll get to here, Make Comerica Great Again. I really felt good about this team name. I really liked that team name, but I'm like a big fan of the Make America Great Again joke or Make Blank Great Again. So I'm a little biased. I also like Sue a lot. So $27.
Shout out to Stu. Jackson.
Shout out to Stu, who I just like. I think he's a cool guy. Joe Mixon, $27, not bad. Doug Baldwin, 35 bones. That goes back to that age rule. If you're paying more than the dude's age, that's a real problem. Over 30.
I don't know. At 35, I still think you're under his age.
No, Doug Baldwin is 30, but he has the collective body parts of a 90-year-old. Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good thing. Let's see, Greg Baldwin. There was another one that stuck out here as I looked at it. I mean, he really, I think Alvin Kamara in the first 4 weeks really carried him, but there's only so much you can do. You drafted Danny Amendola. You drafted Pierre Garçon. Devin Funchess. There's some real flaws here, Stu. That's not good, man.
Hold on. Let's look at the real turn for Stu Hinton. Hold on. He made a trade at some point with Shelby. She screwed him up. All right. At one point, Stu Hinton traded Joe Mixon and Brandon Cooks to get Tevin Coleman and Mr. Coconut Shorts, Josh Gordon.
Look, Josh Gordon is a very sensitive subject for me right now. I still think he's innocent. I don't think he's ever done a drug in his life. I think it's a conspiracy to keep the man off the field. But, you know, whatever. Anyways, you can go back to that assessment. That was not a good trade. Tevin Coleman really was the main part of that I didn't like. Shelby's team got a lot better, and we really didn't need Shelby's team to get better because they were already really good.
Yeah, she smoked us.
Yeah, that was that. We are going to do the second half of the league in the next podcast. Until then, Ben, do you have anything that you'd like to leave them with? Any parting words of wisdom?
Nah, man. We'll do this again next time.
All right. See y'all then.
Peace. Later, boys.